Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
Welcome.
Hello and welcome. It's happening. It's Max Fun Drive. We'll talk a little bit more about it later. Now isn't later. Later is now. Now is, well, but right now, just know that it's that time of year when we celebrate Max Fun members and remind you that the show exists because people like you support it at the $5 level a month or more. And you can find out more and join at MaximumFun.org. And it's,
Jackie,
it's a lot of new stuff, Lori.
Everything can't be free. Okay.
Everything can't be free.
I know we're using this like gentle language, but motherfuckers, everything can't be free. I mean, people have to eat and make a living and pay for their time.
Right.
Come on yeah. Now.
So and it's just for, like, and now it's worker owned.
Yeah. It's, there are fascist podcast organizations. Okay. But this isn't one of them. This is like the good guys, you know, and whenever you go on Twitter and you see who's trending, it's like the bad people. Okay. It's the shitheads. And this is a network of, I wouldn't say you and I are good people, but people who strive to be good. That's
speak
good.
For yourself. We're good people. Let's talk about comedy. But it's the Jackie and Laurie Show. We did it.
Yes.
Yay.
We did.
So I do stand-up comedy. And tonight I did stand-up comedy at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And
how was that?
It was actually really fun because the guy introduced me, you know, in the vernacular of the business, Laurie. Let me just say he's a nice enough guy. He's a nice enough guy.
What do you mean? Did he call you a veteran or did he a legend, an icon?
He said that I was, in his opinion, I'm one of the best comics in the business and definitely the best female comic. And I just went up with like a Ken arrow through my heart.
What a compliment.
I was like, yes. I'm almost as good as some swinging dick that he likes.
So I
started angry.
The second podcast in a row where we have gotten horrible intros intros that actually interfered with our sets.
Well, and the good thing, I got off stage and Carmen Morales was like, you should always go up angry and exhausted. And I was like, well, I did come up with several new lines. Sadly, forgot to press record because I was tired and had to sort of cobble together at least two lines that worked. But pretty psyched about it.
Can I ask, did this guy, I'm so tired. When I consented to doing one at 10:30, I was on the plane and I was feeling okay. But now I'm just wiped. This is a
callback to the old days when we used to, it'd come out Monday morning. And now we're a Wednesday drop. We could have waited till Tuesday.
No, I'm traveling all day on Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Okay. No. Yeah, yeah.
So we only had tomorrow or tonight.
Right.
But did you give the guy a regular intro and then he just went off?
He
on
did
his
not
own?
Ask.
Okay.
I tried to give it to him. I tried to stop him because he goes, you're next. And I was like, and gone. But
yeah,
he thought, you know what? He thought he was being flattering and he was sort of. So, I mean, I get it. You know, I've spent 50 years knowing what they meant. Mm-hmm. What men meant. That's the name of my autobiography.
Oh my God, that's pretty funny.
And so I got up and I tried a bunch of lines and I was like, I did, you know, essentially just you love a callback. You'll be happy to know that the Maid of Bees line is called back through most of my next album will probably be called Maid of Bees.
Yeah, I'm sure it should be. That's good. Glad to hear it. I did a couple shows in DC and Virginia this weekend.
Oh, right.
On Wednesday, I take Southwest to LaGuardia.
Do you remember how excited
I was?
Yes.
Well, I'm no longer excited. Because there was weather, because we had a layover in Denver. They're like, oh, there's weather. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And this is the last flight out. And then the next day I'm taking Amtrak to DC. So I can't miss it. I can't get in late. I can't get in the next morning, you know?
Yep.
It's a, like a real tight connection. It's like 20 minutes, the connection now because of the delay in Denver airport. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I say to the agent, are they going to wait for us? You know, they're going to wait.
Yeah.
And he's like, shrugs, can't, no help. Right.
Right.
So then I decide to spend $45 to be in A1 through 15.
Sure.
So I can board early and get like, be right at the top of the plane, the front of the plane, so I can run right off the plane. So I do that. I'm in the second seat, you know, I'm on the aisle. I'm ready to push old ladies over. I have people know they need to clear because I'm,
you really know how to build. You're building. I feel the tension.
Complaining for the entire flight. I'm asking the flight attendant in the jump seat, what's the gate? What gate am I? What gate are we coming into? And what gate do I have to go to? Because I only have 20 minutes.
Right.
Like over.
Do you know that I have 20 minutes? Do you know? Are you familiar with the idea that I have 20 minutes?
Yeah. So everyone stood down because they realized I was going to be in trouble. And so I get out. I run. I run through an airport as much as I can run. Mm-hmm. And Jackie, you know, my knees have decided to become elderly. So I don't run. Okay. I swim. Right. If it was a pool, it'd be fine. But I'm running. It hurts.
Yeah.
I get to the plane. We sit for like an hour waiting. People are trickling in.
Oh no.
All their flights are delayed. So I'm going to call JetBlue and try to get my $45 back because.
Oh, Southwest. Don't call JetBlue. They won't give it to you.
You know what? I'm very persuasive.
call Spirit as long as you're calling. Because did you hear the JetBlue Spirit merger fell?
Is off. Yeah. So I get to LaGuardia very late. And now LaGuardia is beautiful and it's a very easy ride into Manhattan. It's so fast. It's
close.
Nice. It's pretty cheap. Yes.
Yep.
Not like JFK where it's like you land and then you have like another hour.
Yeah.
You know, LaGuardia is like,
it doesn't matter. If you had a helicopter, it would take another hour. It just doesn't matter. Yeah. You could take the train, you could take a cab. It's an hour.
Yeah. So then I take an Amtrak to DC. That's nice. Okay. It's nice. And then I do pull into Union Station, which is gorgeous. Incredible. And then I had a show at this place called Bus Boys and Poets. Oh, you did it.
I did it
for Kim. Yeah, it was really fun.
Good.
But it's funny because the MC was like, you know, what's your intro? I'm like, I can say a longtime writer for Conan, have a new special out. I'm not giving people the title of the special because people shit their
too
pants.
Big. Yeah, too much.
Some people already know it because they've listened, but a lot of comics are just like, I what?
Yeah.
So then she I guess she read something about me, and so she was. She was a veteran, and so she started talking about how I went to Baghdad after 9/11. It was like really emotional. It was very funny. I'm like, what's happening? But it was fine. It was fine. She was funny.
Thank you for your service, Lori.
I was like that. I was like, and I just, it, like, do people know? I just want to get laughs. I'm not trying to serve anybody or help. Okay. I just want to get laughs. So that was fun. And then the next night was in Manassas, Virginia, which, because of traffic, Robert Mack, picked me up. He booked it and, we had to leave like really early and get there. And, it was a winery and it was fun. It was like, you know, in a big area. So sound went up, but with all the things that could have gone wrong, it was actually a really fun show.
Yeah.
And then, so then I had tickets to see this play. I was telling you about right. Tobias Menzies is in this play called yeah. The Hunt. I did no research. I just saw Tobias Menzies and I'm like, I'm so horny for that guy. If I can see him in a play, like be 30 feet from him while he's acting. Oh my God. So I got a matinee 2:00. So I had to switch my ticket on Amtrak to the 6:30 in the morning or 6:20 in the morning.
Oh my horrible.
Gosh. Cause of course I didn't sleep. So I was afraid I'd miss it.
Right.
So I was just awake all night, and then I get, you know, then I had go back to Harlem and then a change and then take the train down to Dumbo. The play yeah. was, it's a lot.
Okay.
The performances are great. It's called The Hunt, and okay. it's about a man who's falsely accused of molesting a little girl.
Oh my goodness.
And it was really well done, but I was the whole time I'm like,
I don't care.
So icky.
I don't care.
And the way I cared, I mean, it was just like, I just like, yeah. And then matinees have a lot of elderly people.
Yep.
And you could tell a lot of them weren't prepared either. And then when it ended, people were like, what? Like, it ended starkly, and people seemed shocked, and then there was like slow clapping, and then the actors wow. got a separate round of applause. But it was had I missed the play, I would have been mad that I missed it, but after I saw it, I was like, oh, I didn't have to see it. And then I had 6 spots at the Stand last night. And
oh my goodness,
by the last spot I was like, blah, 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 blah. Like I couldn't talk, I was tired of everything, and it was like a 12:30 spot, and there was like, you know, 30, you know, it's people that are out at 12:30 on a Saturday night. They're different
right,
breed
right.
than from me.
They really are.
Yeah,
wow.
And then you
that
know
that was your week.
Yeah, then today took the train out to JFK, and then a 6+ hour flight back, and watched 2 Fears of the Walking Dead with my son.
Mm-hmm,
the series just ended like 3 minutes ago. Like, we didn't realize it was coming. And I was like, it seems like they're wrapping up. Everyone's driving away. And they were. So
that
I'm a little traumatized by the end of the Fear of the Walking Dead. But here I am.
Available to do a Max Fun podcast.
Yes.
And in a minute and a half, we could talk at length about how great it is to be with Max Fun. I saw
Jackie,
Dune.
I don't think you should sound so sarcastic when you're.
Oh no, that isn't sarcasm. That's just exhaustion. I went for I got a bike for Christmas, and I went for my first ever bike ride.
I saw
outside of the neighborhood because I've been scared to leave the neighborhood because I don't know how to ride a bike. I know how to
ride
a bike.
There's cars out there, Jackie.
Right. There's a lot of traffic. It's LA. I don't know what I'm doing. So Andy's buddy, Kevin, is, he's a job. He's a programmer for the E Network or some damn thing. NBC, Universal. Mm-hmm. He's a muckety muck in the nerd world. And he's a really great guy. And he also coaches amateur, bike riding, teams. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, youth. And so he said, do you want to go for a bike ride this weekend? And I said, you would coach me on this, sort of take me on it. He's like, yeah. So we rode through residential streets until we finally made it to the bike path. And then we rode down the bike path. And then there's a great wall on Coldwater in the valley, on Coldwater Canyon. In between probably Burbank and Magnolia, there's about 2 or 3 miles of the history of LA done in mural against the LA River. Yeah.
Wow.
And so it's just a big wall. It's very, and so we rode along that. It was so, there was some gravel riding. But I was about 4 miles into this thing. And Kevin was like, how you doing? And I said, yeah, I'm getting a little tired. And he goes, well, because my bike is a pedal assist electric bike. He said, you should always use the pedal assist before you get too tired. Because otherwise then you're going to use the battery up and you're not going to exercise at all. So I turned it on. I put it on eco and it became much easier. And and Kevin, you know, Kevin has, he has a pedal assist bike, but he was just riding his town bike. He has like four bikes. He has like mountain bike and stuff. So super fun. Anyway, that's one of the reasons I'm super tired and not, and so I wasn't excited enough about the Max Fun, but now I am. Now I'm super excited, and let's quickly get into it because it's going to be. I mean, this only comes once a year. This Max Fun pitch,
right.
It is really there. I think it's the best network podcast company in the biz, as far as like giving back to their listeners, choosing the different shows. Yeah.
There's not like any podcast where you're like, ooh, right?
Right. I mean, right. Oh my God. It's that guy from New Jersey. Anyway. So we all come together to invite you to support the show as a member. I'm cribbing from the notes, but also every word I believe, quite honestly. So you can join as a member, you can boost, or you can upgrade your membership. And the membership pays for shows. And that's us. And you get to choose who gets your contribution. So if you choose the Jackie and Lori show in your contribution, that money goes directly to us. So that's what you should know. And, right. And it's, you know, the thing is it's great to have listeners and all this stuff, but when people do support any show, it gives you a validation that what you're doing is worthwhile. And the stuff is free. So for you to not support it at all feels a little grabby. So
you know, we don't have any ads, right? I mean, we occasionally have any ad.
Right. Occasionally we do an ad. It'll be like a food thing or a better help. Get some help, you guys. So, but. Yeah. It keeps the every show means every show's independent, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the show that we want to do, and you're the ones who like the show.
Well, let's not go that far, Jackie. But yes,
right. Well, the thing is, it's not the show that anybody else wants us to do. That's for sure. But it's the show that you guys enjoy because it's the show that comes out of our pie holes or joke holes.
I say you're supporting us and you're preventing us from going right wing, because we'd be making so much more money if we took a right turn. But
I don't know. Every woman who's ever, maybe.
Abandon our listeners and our souls.
Once a financial quarter, I have to talk Lori out of this.
Wow.
Help me help Lori.
How about stressing the importance of supporting art that you enjoy? How about that?
Exactly. What I'm saying is, we're making art you enjoy. We could make art that you hate and that horrible people enjoy. And
So let's just say it. Let's just say it out loud. Will you please join as a member? If you are not a member, will you please join as a member? And I'm going to explain ways to join. You can join, you can upgrade, or you can boost your membership. As members, at $5 a month or more, you get access to the entire library of bonus content for the last 7 years, I believe, and for all Max Fun shows. So the bonus content this year, we just did it over Zoom.
We just did it.
Pamela Walt did a 10-minute guestie, just came on from the thread.
Said hello. Mm-hmm.
And we talked about things that We named some names. We bitched about things that we don't usually bitch about because it's bonus content, which means that there's less of you listening. But there could be more of you listening. You could all be listening for $5 a month is what we're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to go into more detail about this in break number two about what exactly.
Okay. Just like, you know, it's kind of the pitch that everyone is pitching, you know, NPR, whatever, but you know, if we give you an hour a week of pleasure, you can, you know, as $1.25 an episode, is that too much?
You know, that's not that
bad.
We
just can't keep turning stuff out without having some compensation. And this is some compensation.
There you go. And so let me just tell you, to upgrade, if you're already a member, you can upgrade your membership and receive some cool thank you gifts. You get
You guys are well into bonus territory.
Right. Well, I'm supposed to just knock these out then. Then let me just tell you that the pin is a mic stand. It's a real nice mic stand. And if you're already a member and you want to help a little extra, but you can't fully upgrade, there's an option to boost for by a few dollars or so. So this is really helpful if you've added new shows to the ones that you already support. You could join monthly at $5 a month or more. If you'd rather get it all done at once, you could pay upfront for the year of support, which is, I like doing that, quite honestly. When your year's up, it'll just revert to monthly unless you choose to pay upfront for another year. And then go to MaximumFun.org/join. And now let's get back into the show.
Okay.
Let's talk about what I did. I love what you did. You did all kinds of things. And then I was tired on a bike.
Are you sore?
I'm not sore. Weirdly enough, not sore, but super tired. Also, got another note from my doctor that I'm supposed to take some sort of drug for my cholesterol, and I don't want to. So I'm on day two of eating healthy, Lori. I already feel changed. Anyway, I don't feel changed.
No,
I feel
take the drug. Take it. I know this city's full of it, people that are anti. Is it a statin? Is that what you need to take?
That's what I need to
take. Jackie, those are going to keep us, a lot of people, alive like 10 extra years. You're going to be taking them at some point in your life.
Why start now?
You get 80.
What if I pull out the air fryer and stick a sweet potato in it and then make a sweet potato toast?
Here's what I think.
And I put avocado on it.
Sure. That's fine. I just think dealing with food and whatever that is for a lot of women, I think you and me and a lot of women we know, that's like, that can turn into something else. It's not like, let me just adjust my food. Okay. That turns into some emotional shit. You know what? If you want to, you know, eat
my
healthier,
eating is already emotional, but I should, what I'm excited about. It's always, go ahead.
And I just say, don't put the pressure on the food. Take the fucking statins. They're not bad for you. They don't have, side effects and stuff like that. They just do good.
I heard about some side effects, but.
What?
Anyway.
Infertility. Get over it, girl.
Yes. The biggest side effect that I'm worried about is that I won't be able to give Andy the 6 children he's wanted as I lurch into my 60s. I did Uncab. I did the Uncab at the Nimoy Theater down by UCLA.
Yeah, I saw your pictures.
Yeah, it was super fun. I went up first. Remember, I just came off of doing 14 shows where I mostly went first.
Right.
And I was like, part of me was like, why am I going first again? And then I forgot that it's Uncab and it can't possibly matter. Laura Keitlinger said, are you going to bring your notes on stage? And I said, if Janine Garofalo has done anything for our generation, we get to bring notes on stage. So,
Jackie, I am anti-note on stage.
Even at Uncab, when I'm working on brand
new
stuff?
Can I do something for the same generation? I'm the same age as Janine. Don't bring your fucking notes on stage. You're a performer. It's a show.
No, I'm going to do it if I'm working on new stuff and you can't make
Uncab,
stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying in general,
it's hard. It's only as if I freak out in the middle of my set. My don't tell has me pulling my set list out. Look forward to that, by the way. And then I did West Side Theater.
Yay.
And he's paying with checks again.
I noticed that. I got a check.
And instead of a sweaty wad of 20s.
I like a sweaty 20.
I really do. It's, I found it in some bag. I found it today, 2 days later. And I was like,
I know.
Oh. Okay, I should probably
they
deal
just
with this.
Disappear into the air.
Right. And then, but I got to work on some other new stuff. I got to work on, you know what's great about being in LA doing sets? I get to work on all of the stuff I want to work on. Mm-hmm. Like tomorrow night, this will air after. We're doing the Jackie Laureate Flappers.
Yeah.
And we'll, you know, I'm going to get to just try the things I want to try. It's going to be fun. And then tonight I did the Comedy Store and he introduced me weird. So I went up sort of not knowing what I was going to do. And I ended up riffing and doing a lot of lines. And Carmen was like, did you record? Because there were a lot of new lines in there. And I said, I didn't. Maybe someone else did. And But the big news we got this week is that we're all doing After Midnight. You, me, and Maria.
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, it's on the. It, that's why I posted the picture of us
because
on my
Instagram. Oh, I posted
with a date,
and Bruce told me to take it down.
Well, it's on the. It's on their calendar. We're supposed to sell tickets. We're supposed to get audience members.
Ooh, okay. So because we should do it now because we are on April 3rd.
Yep.
Right. Okay, yep. Guys, if you're in LA and you want to see us tape After Midnight, go to the show on April 3rd. We will post a link, but you can also just email us too, and we'll send you a link. But come to our show. Come to the taping.
Yeah. Come to the taping. Kevin, my bike coach, is coming.
Oh, cool.
He loves After Midnight. He's been a fan of Taylor Tomlinson's for like 10 years. It's pretty great.
Yeah. And we're doing it with Maria.
With Bamford.
And Maria. That's
did you get that text from her? From
no.
She wants us all to dress the same.
Oh! I'm not doing that.
Damn it, that's what Carmen said. Carmen said, no way is Kilmartin doing that.
No, I'm not. And that's the version of I'm going to eat healthier instead of taking Lipitor. No, I'm going to wear what I want to wear. And I don't like any of my clothes anyway. So this is going to be traumatizing for me. So...
We'll get my stylist and she'll get three outfits for us that all coincide with each other.
Maria's a size 4 if she's anything. I'm not going to look good
size
in the
40.
Same thing.
Yeah,
I'm
we're
not going to look good in the same thing Maria looks good in.
All right. Well, I thought it was funny.
I think it's funny.
I can't wait to do it though. Yeah,
I know. If it was my 4th time or something, sure, I'd fuck around. But yeah, not the first time out. That's what
just gotta be. I've taken to heart that thing you said that Marcella said about having fun and doing comedy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at, and I hope to have fun and do comedy. But I'm psyched it's gonna be you guys because it'll be fun.
It will be, but I'm. You know what? What if we get really competitive and start to try to crush each other? That might be fun too.
Wow. Then you're going to win because you're the only one who's going to get competitive and try to crush anyone.
Oh, you're not going to get competitive? Jackie Cation's not going to try to alpha her way, elbow me and Maria in our ribs as she's headed towards first place?
Taylor Tomlinson has said this out loud. This is a comedy show that pretends it's a game show.
There is
no game show. There's nothing to win. Maria won supposedly Tom Brady's underpants. And I texted her afterwards and I said, they didn't make you take those underpants. And she said, no.
But they were available to take?
I doubt it. If they were real, and they might have been, mm-hmm. It was Super Bowl Sunday she did it.
Right.
I hope that they auctioned him off to someone who gives a hot fucking damn about Tom Brady's underpants and then gave the money to buy a school bus for someone in Guatemala or Van Nuys. Yes.
there's a lot of straight men who care about Tom Brady's underpants.
Right. Who doesn't want a Tom Brady boxer brief? Yeah.
Zoned in on him.
You said,
yeah,
zoned.
So that's,
yeah.
So is that bad?
No, it was because it was a football thing. I thought it was it might have been a football thing. This is the worst gathering of people to care about that's going to be a thing. It's
I'm so tired that if I'm making jokes that make logical sense, it's a pure accident and
it's
I don't
just
even
a,
know what I said.
Right. So we're doing flappers. And then I'm going to do the bark. I'm doing Van Sanders bark with Nate Craig, who I like Nate Craig. And then I forget who else is on, but that'll be super fun.
This week I am in Wednesday. I'm in Chicago the day this drops, I'm at the Lincoln Lodge. And if you are in Chicago or you are within, I'm going to say 100 miles.
Yeah.
You need to be at the Lincoln Lodge at my show, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. That's what I'm telling you. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm at Acme in Ann Arbor. And
no. Ann Arbor Showcase, aren't you?
Sorry. Yes. I'm tired. Listen. It's
it's on Kilmartin.com.
There's a lot of A's.
Right.
I'm at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase in Ann Arbor. And
to go to Zingerman's for lunch.
I will, because I'm gonna have lunch with somebody. So yes, I will.
Well, there you go, having a social moment. Good for you. Yeah. On Saturday I'm doing a benefit at the new Ice House. I've never been to the new Ice House. So yeah. And it's like an afternoon show on a Saturday, 5 p.m.
Okay.
For Vargas Mason, who was the guy I went to Africa with.
Yeah.
And he broke his knee. And then I was just with Alicia Cooper and Felicia Michaels. Not Felicia Michaels. April Macy, Alicia Cooper, and myself were left to wander the Middle East without a headscarf between the three of us. And
Is Vargas okay? Is the benefit for him or something?
No, the benefit's for somebody else. People might know him from the bit I do about how him with the dog and breaking his knee. And then on Sunday, I'm doing some Max Fun thing. I'm doing a Max Fun stand-up show. And that's at 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. I'm doing some Dana Gould show too, but
that'll be cool.
Somewhere else. That'll be great.
At the Dynasty.
I think it is at the Dynasty.
Ben, there's a vast desert of no road work for me after this week.
Me too. Well,
it's so weird. Like, we're about to be on like the most sought after show right now, and then we have no work right after. What the fuck is his business?
Right. I talked to Moon Tower, and she was interested in bringing us to do sets and the thing. And it's actually a week or two after midnight. It's in mid April, so it might be a fun thing to plug on after midnight if we got to do either Moon Tower or Cap City. Yeah.
Yeah. When a club like a little plug on after midnight?
Yeah. And
I
also tried to book one night in Milwaukee.
Oh, where?
In May at the Laughing Tap, because Neil Hamburger had the Thursday, Friday. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I could do the Saturday. And may or may not work out. It's didn't sound like... like it was. I was talking to somebody about just sort of the grinding it out with the door deals and trying to make it pay for itself and make some money and come home. And, people are doing wineries. They're doing the
city. Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of shows to be had, to be done. It's just getting them. Like, there's like an explosion of people that are headlining. Now, I don't know that they're all headliners, but they're taking a lot of weeks. And
Molly had to give me a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at the Punchline. Wow. And there's a weird clause where I can't work 90 days after. The Friday, Saturday is open right after the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
In San Francisco. I might actually ask the Savage Henry guy, maybe. Maybe he wants to bring me up, as long as I don't have to stay. And remember when I stayed in the condo and I got that rash all over my body?
In Eureka?
Yep.
Yeah.
Eureka, I discovered a rash. And it's in Humboldt County. And so the condo, the amenities was like a flight of weed and a bottle of vodka in the freezer. So I'd prefer to stay in the Hampton Inn across the street.
Of course.
From the club.
It's just right. I'm just like panicked right now because it just feels like I thought it would be a little easier to get work now. Mm. Like having had a special out or, you know, and it just feels as hard as it's been ever since COVID ended. You know?
Well, I was talking to this person about doing all the wineries and the door deals because I know that she had been doing them for some time. Mm-hmm. And let me try and type something. And it's in the chat of the Zoom.
Oh, right.
So, and I said, so is it now that you have kind of a system, is there a template and you're kind of hitting it easier? And she goes, no. No, still grind, Jackie. Still grind. Still just make break even sometimes. But sometimes I make a lot of money. And I was like, oh, okay.
I'm not at the sometimes I make a lot of money. I don't have that.
No.
But I talked to her like 2 weeks ago and she's like, I'm quitting this business.
Oh,
hilarious. Don't.
No, she's
yeah,
good.
It's just there's comedy's very popular, which is great, but that means there's a ton of comedians and mm-hmm. there's a ton of people that are filling rooms, whether they have an hour of good material or not. It doesn't not matter to clubs.
Right.
And so it never stops being, there are people who have, they just hit a level and it's easier mm-hmm. to get work. They're turning down work.
Right.
And I've never had that level ever.
No, I don't know who those people are, but
it's there are people that are selling at the Beacon. It's just tons of comics are they fill rooms because of they've had luck, you know, success on TikTok and Instagram. And some of them are real comics and some of them are like new to comedy. You know, right. I'm just saying it's taking up. It's, you know, we're always fucking fighting for yep. work.
Yep.
It's exhausting.
It's genuinely exhausting, but I just gotta, I don't know how to not to some extent. Right. I just gotta keep plugging along. Yeah. So. Yay.
Should we do comic of the week?
Yes, we should.
Yes, our comic of the week is Katie Boyle.
Katie Boyle.
She's super funny. I've been watching a lot of her clips lately.
Oh, yeah.
She's from Ireland, and she lives in New York now. And
did she work on that Aparta show? Have I met her like 15 times? Did she do Butter Boy? Does she do Butter Boy?
I don't know. I'm sure she does.
Okay.
Yeah, she talks about being Irish. She's, you know, very funny observational comedy and, you know, clever and smart. And I like her a lot. Katie Boyle.
Katie, this is exactly who this is. For some reason, I recognize her. Look at that. I recognize the person.
Right. Yay.
Yeah. So her Instagram bio, by the way, has mm-hmm. Don't Tell Comedy, Just for Laughs. And then she says, I'll do it myself comedy special. And sign up to the email list. And so she talk about grinding it out. She's great. She's smart mm-hmm. and funny yeah. and just so mm-hmm. good. Katie Boyle.
Yeah.
What's the handle? It's Katie Boyle Comic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Katie Boyle Comic. Easy enough.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I'm back in my depressed mode. And here we are.
What a great time for another sponsor break.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, yeah. This is where the big money comes. Do you want to read this
moving
one?
Moving through this fast.
Okay.
Pitch number two.
Number two. Guys, all right. Pitch number two. I know you're like, oh, pitches. Guys, it's us. You like us, so listen to us pitch, okay? Max Fun has a library full of special bonus content you can enjoy from all of your favorite Max Fun shows. So yes, we do a bonus podcast that we resent and we put it up there and you can listen to. But all the other podcasts love to do their bonus podcast. That's the good thing is you can hear
they
people
really
enjoying
do.
The extra hour they put in that week.
Right. So, I've been on at least two other people's podcasts for bonus content.
Yeah, don't be deterred from our attitude. they have a massive library, and some of them are team ups from Max Fun hosts, and other Max Fun hosts and guests and special guests, and they do interesting topics and extended versions of the episodes. You get access to the entire library of bonus content. So every single Max Fun show, you just join at $5 a month or more. Five is a baseline, but you can always or more it. And we just want to remind you, if it's strictly about valuable, this is an incredible value. We're excited for you to enjoy this year's bonus content from us. What was our bonus content? We had Pam come in and
It was just an extra hour of just us really pretty well rested and cheerful. Come on, you guys. That's definitely bonus content alone. The fact that we were pretty cheerful. Yeah.
It was during the day. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, and then I complained about some Redditor who went after me for posting something in the stand-up forum. Something helpful. They got mad.
Right. People have always enjoyed our bonus content, and you will enjoy our new bonus content as well as everybody else's. It's I don't know. If the bonus content has a comment section, I wish it would. Please email me Jackie@JackieCation.com. Any sort of what you thought about last year's bonus content. Cause I remember.
Well, don't contact me with your thoughts.
but why don't you short, direct ask. Why don't you do a short, direct ask there, Lori?
Will you please join us as a member?
And then say something from the heart.
Well, my heart says, we show up every week. We hardly ever skip weeks. It, literally, a parent has to die for us to skip a week. We're always here. And it would be nice if you were always here as well with your little
and know tiny that I'm the only one with parents. So Lori just wished upon that. So there you go. That's the next time we're going to take a break.
Yes. I did not wish that upon you, but yes, I mean, we won't be taking a break until a terrible thing happens.
And I'll tell you this is I was told, over the weekend that by several people that this is a great resource that they use for information about stand-up comedy. So if you could support that, if you're using it as a resource,
please
donate and know that that resource, you are rewarding us for being that resource. Treasures? What are we? Are we?
what have you? You're the best female comic in the city. That's what I hear.
Right. He said country and almost the best comic in the country, but not.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. So there you go. Mm-hmm. So, but member support is key. It keeps us going. And
it's all it is. Yeah.
That's all it is. So go to MaximumFun.org/join. And thank you very much.
I mean, it's a volunteer thing. What if Max Fun just decided to start charging you? Like, it's behind a paywall? Oh. You guys would be pissed. You guys would be pissed. Just saying, hey, we're asking for this little bit.
Right. If it were behind a paywall and then we got paid because of that, you wouldn't be hearing this. But instead, just once a year, we go, hey, no paywall. Yes. Throw some cash at us. And then you could pay yearly or you could pay monthly. Do as you will. But please give.
Yeah. Sorry, Jackie.
That's fine.
Cannot stop yawning.
I know. White. It's a lot. But let's see. Other than that, I do go to Vegas again at the end of next week. Mm-hmm. I'm home for another week and a half, picking up sets, doing as many sets as possible, I assume. Mm-hmm. Hanging out with the mama. She's off out of the hospital back home. And she's getting better, but she's also, aging.
Fragile, so, frail. Yes.
Pretty frail. So we got people and we spent the day. I retaught her backgammon yesterday and I relearned backgammon. We played a little backgammon. I'm going to tell you that I won two games, 2 out of 3.
See, you're going to bring that energy to After Midnight and it's going to get ugly. I can sense it.
And then today I broke out the air fryer because Chris enjoys a baked potato. I'm unmoved by a baked potato, but the air fryer will bake a potato in 25, 35 minutes and no preheating.
With a nice hard skin?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Did your Irish heart just go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a thick
It's St. Patrick's Day today, by the way, the day that we're recording this.
I wore a green mask on the train and
do you get anything?
Yeah, I got laid on the train. You know me, I'm getting it all the time.
I wanted to know if you had gotten any sort of a happy St. Patty's Day for the green mask. I didn't assume that you had gotten laid. And then all of a sudden you whipped out a green condom and a four-leaf clover. And I just went, I can't do an accent. So I did post a picture on Instagram of my Irish mother with my Armenian father. Aww. But when they were easily 17 and 16 years old. Holy, I think 18 shit. And 16, seven. Yeah, I think they were 18 and 17. So
I think they were illegal, Jackie, now that you mention
They were 17 and 16 when they met. Well, she got pregnant when she was 16, and then he joined the Navy. It's a very romantic story.
It's a very common story of that era, you know?
I heard a great drunk story yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
About someone
Are
talking about
it?
I'm not in it, thank you. It was about a guy who went to the pay toilet and he was so drunk and he didn't have any change, so he climbed underneath the stall.
Yeah.
And I remember climbing underneath stalls, not remembering how filthy and disgusting, not even thinking how gross it was, right?
Yeah.
And
so why did you climb crawl underneath stalls?
Because it was locked and it was the only stall.
Okay.
But I was also probably drunk. But my favorite part of the story is he said, and then I slithered out. He said, it didn't even occur to me that since I was in the stall,
I could unlock
the stall and walk out like a person. you guys, that was the funniest regular person telling me a story this week. So
terrible tale. At the winery, there were two women there who had seen me 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
And they had my Keontch shirt. They couldn't find. They said she said we lost it, but you know I used to sell those.
Yeah,
they were baby dolls. They sold like hotcakes. Jackie. Ah,
kill Martin Sheen. That lady lives.
So we made it. She's going to come see me in 2044. So we've already heard that date.
You've made calendars. And that's your next date. That's your next book date, yes. Sadly. Mm-hmm. In 2044.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Uh-huh. And so other than that, I don't know. I know we're at 50 minutes or 49 minutes, but... You reading anything good? Oh, I know. I did two Dorker Forests today, which is one of the reasons why I'm super tired.
Yeah.
I spent some quality time with the mama and then also did two Dork Forests and rode 9 miles yesterday. So hang on a second.
That's incredible. Hold on. I finished reading this book, Free Food for Millionaires. Did I tell you about this already? By Min Jin Lee. She wrote Pachinko, which is supposedly great. I haven't read it. This is great. Free Food for Millionaires. It took me a really long time to read it.
Yep.
Jackie.
I'm so sorry. The dog will not stop. The dog will not stop acting up. So.
Oh, that's bring the dog in your lap and let me talk to. Is it Gordy or Tyson?
It's Tyson.
Tyson.
Hey.
There's Tyson.
I'm talking about literature.
There's my butt.
This is the one that likes Kyle.
He's my best friend.
What would you like to say? Talk to me about this book you're reading, Lori.
Well, I finished it. I was bragging that I finished a novel. I've started so many and then not finished them that I was pretty happy that I finished one. I watched Rustin when I was flying.
Oh.
It's great. Coleman Domingo from Fear of, amazing. I watched, I'm watching this something called El Conte, which is, I think it was nominated for an Oscar or something. It's a Chilean movie. It's like this crazy fantasy movie where Pinochet is a vampire.
Oh, so it's a documentary.
He's been alive since the French Revolution. It's really weird and good and strange. It's black and white. It's in Spanish, of course, but I recommend it. It's on Netflix. I downloaded it.
Can I tell you this? That the Dork Forest that I did today were both sort of TV related, though. And get this, today I talked with, it was a young comic named Ahmed Khalidi, I think it was. And he did a dork for us because he has, his dorkdom is anime. And I knew what Crunchyroll was. I felt like I was part of the team. Yes. And he recommended something called Demon Slayer.
Oh, I love Demon Slayer. It's amazing. And
he said the next time he works with you, and he has worked with you, he's gonna go down an anime twisty with you. And and the other one was about there was a volleyball one. He talked about five different shows.
It wasn't the soccer one, Blue Lock, was it?
No, it was called Haiku, I think it was, and it was about volleyball.
Okay.
And then there was a superhero one where the one kid doesn't have a quirk. He's the, have you that one? Where
My kid would.
You would. I was telling him how great it was that you had a kid who was 17, so you were going to have references for the next 10 years, 15 years.
Yeah.
As your son's age gets into 35. You know, I got so much street cred when I did my Portal reference. It was like, the cake is a lie. I would just yell out sometimes. And I would just get all kinds of cred for that. It's much better than my Nathaniel Hawthorne set. Nobody wants to hear about my Nathaniel Hawthorne chitter chat. So, and then the second one I did was about a show that is, I think it's on HBO Max, which I refuse to just call Max. And it's Our Flag Means Death.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the Flight of the Conchords.
Miss Derby and Taika Waititi.
Yep.
And,
did you get to see it?
I started it and then I dropped it, but I loved what I just wanted to make sure I knew what it was, but I didn't.
Two seasons. They have Max did not pick up a third season.
Yeah.
And the fan base has gone banana land because it takes place in pirate times, but it addresses every sort of socio political, gender, sexuality, consent, like all of these things.
Yeah.
And but they set them on a pirate ship.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
So those are
the next two episodes. And it's with two comics. One, Kristen Lighty, who has been a comic of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Ahmed is next week. And those are two good dork forests. And then I've got a couple other dork forests sort of on the hopper. You know that Anna Valenzuela goes to, she loves a community college and has lived in several towns in California. And we'll just take advantage of the community college system in California.
I should be doing that. Randy Posey learned podcasting and audio during COVID. These fucking comics that got shit done during COVID, I want to stab you all in the eyes, okay?
We did like four or five Zoom shows a week.
I mean, like learning a new thing. I mean, like... You know,
not working on your craft, that doesn't count.
Right.
So sorry.
Both wrote specials in COVID.
Right. Right. I did. I wrote my, I worked on my special and then was able to get it, put it up. So, but I agree. I would like to, I'd love to take Latin for no reason except for that I'd like to learn Latin. Yeah. It's not going to help me in any way, shape, or form. It didn't help me for the first 5 years I took it. I wasn't good at it. And if I took it now, it would help me probably slightly more or exactly the same amount, which is nothing. I can't wait to do the show tomorrow night, though. And
I'm excited. Yeah, that you guys made it. And I think I bring in my merch. I'm pretty excited about my new merch.
New merch, you guys. That's right.
That I am probably going to be doing for at least another year. So
the new merch got delivered?
I think so. There is a box. And
It didn't get delivered in time for the DC gig?
No, I had it. No.
Okay, fair enough.
Why should I have any extra income whatsoever?
I know it. Yeah. I know it. Well, here's the thing. I want to leave early. So what I'd like to tell people is that if you've never been a Max Fun member, try it out. It's $5 a month, which is less than $1.50 a show. And enjoy the bonus content. There's so much freaking bonus content. If you need to stop the voices, listen to all of the great podcasts that are on this network.
Start our voices.
Yes. If you're already a member and you'd like to support a little bit more, we'd certainly appreciate you upgrading your membership or even boosting it by a few dollars a month if you could do it. Please do it now before you forget, right? Because the thing is you're going to hear this, but you're also listening to it. Pull out your phone. Go for it. There's several cool thank you gifts you could check out when you head to themaximumfun.org, and you can only get them for the 2 weeks of the Max Fun Drive. That's the crazy thing.
Oh, they're not for sale later.
They're not for sale. They're not even, you only get them during the drive and that's it. So one of those is that collectible pin representing our show, which is a mic stand. Very cool. Mm-hmm. And you can see it on our social media accounts. And when you go to MaximumFun.org to join or upgrade your membership, you'll see the pin. I've got to get a copy of that pin, but do it. You guys, MaximumFun.org/join.
Yeah.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly
by you.